Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96, we do the most. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking, heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey, before we get started, I want to give a real quick shout out to the Lane Frost brand. LaneFrostBrand.com is where you can find them. This company is family-owned, operated. They're carrying on the legacy of the late, great, world champion bull rider Lane Frost. And man, I tell you what, they got some swag out for the summer. So you need a new hat, t-shirt, sunglasses, you name it, go over to LaneFrostBrand.com. You can check it out. Right now, they're running a special. If you purchase $60 or more, you also get a free hat with that. The hat's sick. It's red, white, and blue, man, just in time for 4th of July. So, again, LaneFrostBrand.com. Go over and check them out for all of your apparel needs. All right. Well, in today's episode of Coach P's Perspective, I'm going to talk to you about money in the bank. When I say that, I'm not just talking finances, all right? So, that is part of it. But money in the bank. So, let me give you this mental imagery real fast. And so, this is a lesson that when I'm working with my athletes, I teach them sometimes. So we have a whiteboard in the wrestling room, and I do this with all my strength conditioning people. I put a dollar sign. I draw a house and then a clock, all right? So dollar sign, a house, and then a clock. The dollar sign, that's your money. The house, that's the bank, all right? That is where your money is housed. And then the clock. That stands for time, present or future. So, like tell my athletes this, everything that we are doing, all the work that we're doing, we're doing workouts, okay, that is putting money in the bank. So, all the workouts we're doing, that's money, it goes, is housed in the bank, that is then, once it's deposited, it's available for you to use in the present or it's available for you to use in the future. Now, what I'm really talking about here is preparation, all right? In life, we got to be prepared. The Navy SEALs, at least that's who this is accredited to, they have this saying that I love. It says, in times of adversity, you don't fall back to your level of desire. You fall back to your level of training, all right? So here's the way I think about this, and I'm going to use wrestling as my example, being a former college All-American wrestler, being a current wrestling coach. I know this much. Whenever I put in work, whenever I've done the work ahead of time, and I get into an adverse situation, so I get into a tight wrestling match, then I'm able to go back and I'm able to make withdrawals from that bank based on the work that I did, all right? The preparation I did ahead of time. Now I'm able to go back, I can make withdrawals from the bank, and I have something to put forth. I have energy and effort, and I have technique. I have all these things that I can put forth out there during the actual wrestling match. Had I not prepared, had I not put money in the bank, I would go to make a withdrawal and there'd be nothing there. All right. So you don't fall back to your level of desire. You fall back to your level of preparation. This goes for everything in life. There's a scripture that I really like. All right. And in this scripture, it's from 2 Kings 3, 16 through 19. I'm just going to read the first part of it, but it says, he then said, God's word, dig ditches all over this valley. Here's what will happen. You won't hear the wind, you won't see the rain, but this valley is going to fill up with water and your army and your animals will drink their fill. This is easy for God to do. All right, so here's the thing. In this situation, God said, go ahead and dig these ditches ahead of time. Dig them ahead of time. You don't even know what's going to happen, right? But dig them ahead of time. Then it's going to rain and all these ditches are going to fill up and your army is going to have water. The opposing army, they're not going to have any, but your army, they're going to have water. They're going to have a drink. They're going to have a way to nourish themselves because of the work that you did ahead of time. All right, so this goes back with this whole thing I'm talking about right here. Putting money in the bank, the preparation that you put in. Now, let me connect this outside of sports. All right, so because this connects in every single area of our life. Relationships. You have to invest in your relationship. All right, let me start with the number one, numero uno relationship, right? relationship with God. If you take time to pray and take time to listen and to meditate and read the word, read the Bible, you are investing in your relationship with God. If you don't, you tend to drift. All right. There's most of the time we don't just make a decision to move away in a relationship. And this is with God or people. We tend to drift. Okay. We slowly drift away. So it must be very intentional about what we're putting into that relationship. Let's look at relationship with humans. Maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's a best friend, a family member. Same thing. We have to invest time. We must carry on conversations. We got to have experiences together, right? Sometimes you have a friend who maybe lives in a different place, and that's a little bit more difficult. But whenever you guys became friends, you probably had life experiences together. But as we have conversations, as we stay connected, we stay in touch, we have real life experiences together, those type of things. Those are the bonds, okay? Those are the ties that bind, is how I want to say this. Those are the ties that bind. Those are the bonds that we have that are very difficult to break. If we're not intentional about preparing ahead of time, if we're not intentional about what we're pouring into that, digging the dishes ahead of time, putting that money in the bank, that relationship will weaken, will begin to drift away. And sometimes those relationships are then divided or they're then broken, all right? Let's look at your health. This is another great example of this. The food that you put into your body, the water that you're drinking, okay, the fruits, the vegetables, the good sources of protein, all right, whether you're a vegan and those are coming from, you know, plant-based sources or you are a meat eater and those are coming from healthy, you know, sources of meat, the good fats you're putting into your body via avocados, chia seeds, coconut oil, things like that, right? So your health, what you eat is a big part of your health. The good supplements that you're taking, right? So the things that you can supplement outside of your diet to make sure that you're getting adequate amounts of vitamins and minerals and good fats, all these different things like that in those areas that come to supplementation. Let's look at another huge part of your health, exercise. People often think about their physical, their looks, right? We're looking on the outside, but I'm talking about just overall general health because of exercise. So, you know, you're working out your muscles, increasing muscle endurance, increasing muscle mass, which is going to allow you to burn more calories at rest. It's going to help your bone structure. All right, I'm talking about cardiovascular endurance. I'm talking about let's burn up those lungs and get those lungs stronger. Let's get your heart muscle, you know, working. Let's get it stronger. So investing in your health through workouts. Also, rest and recovery, getting adequate sleep, again, supplementation, using things like foam rollers, Epsom salt baths. There's all kinds of things that we can do for recovery. And the quicker we recover from a workout, the harder we can work out again the next day, the better our body is going to feel. And we're talking about overall health and wellness and fitness. All right. So I have to invest in those things. If I don't invest in those things, my body begins to break down. It's like a house, right? It's amazing how you can take a home and abandon the home. And you would think, all right, this thing's made out of wood and metal and all these things, and the structure will stand. But when no one lives in it, it's crazy how it just, and it really happens pretty quick, right? But over time, the house begins to fall apart, begins to break down. The paint starts to peel. The wood begins to rot. All these things happen, and the house deteriorates. Our body's the same way. So if we're not very intentional about our health, our body will begin to deteriorate. Next thing we know, we're in a physical state that we never meant to be in. But if I were to use the word drift again, we drifted away when it came to our health, all right? We weren't preparing. We weren't digging ditches ahead of time. We didn't put money in the bank to keep our body healthy. And just talking about straight up money, it's a great place to invest your money. Instead of investing your money, I saw Jesse Itzler, who is, you know, a motivational guru, great businessman, entrepreneur, but he said this. He said there was an NBA player that asked him, he said, hey, you know, I have this contract. What should I be investing in, real estate or whatever? And he said, first thing I would do is get a nutritionist, have somebody cooking for you. And he went through these things because he said, if you have all the money in the world, but you don't have your health, that money doesn't mean anything. All right. So it's a good place for us to start putting money in the bank is with our health. Let's look at our work. If you want to be good at anything, you have to invest time in it. You got to become a master of your craft. We always want to be working at it and getting better. So as I develop more podcasts, hopefully I learn to grow and get better. And especially if I'm doing one where I'm interviewing with somebody, becoming better at asking questions. The better your questions are, the better answers that you're going to get. All right. If I'm an athlete, I got to perfect my sport, which means I got to study the sport. I have to look up to other people who are already really good at the sport. I need to learn from those people. If I'm a businessman, I'm going to go to conferences. I'm going to invest in my own personal growth and development. And sometimes your talents and abilities can take you to a place that your character cannot keep you. So I must invest in my character. So all these things go into my work. Another thing, you know, that I'm thinking here are passions, whatever your passions or your hobbies are. If you want to grow in those, and those can often turn into what we'd call work, those can turn into a side hustle, a plan B, which sometimes turns into a plan A. Anything you want to be good at, you must invest in. You got to put the work into. All right. These things don't just happen magically. They don't just happen overnight. I don't know any overnight successes. Usually there was a lot of work that was done way behind the scenes. You know, man, this makes me think of a great story. Austin Willis was a wrestler for me. Austin, 5'8", walk on at a Division II school, was a track athlete who decided I want to walk on and play football. Plays football, ends up being a great college football player, runs a 4.29 40, gets drafted, makes it to the NFL. And I remember Austin preparing himself and getting ready for a pro day, all right, for the NFL. And there was a picture his college coaches took. He went to Emporia State University, but Austin went out into the football field and it had snowed. And he was out there with a snow shovel and he cleared off an area, like, you know, 30 yard area, 30 yards wide, 30 yards long. And so he could go out there and he could run and do sprints and work on his running. He could run routes and have a quarterback throw to him. All right. No one else saw that. He had a couple coaches went out, saw what he's doing, took a picture. They posted it. That's amazing. That is the kind of work and dedication and preparation and putting money in the bank that happens behind the scenes that nobody else sees. But guess what? When it was time for him to show up, when it came to his pro day, he performed. He went out, he runs an extremely fast time. He gets invited to a larger pro day, goes and performs well, ends up getting drafted, played for a couple of different NFL teams. And this is a kid who's 5'8", 165 pounds, way undersized, walk on Division II school and makes it to the NFL. Because he put money in the bank whenever he needed to make a withdrawal, it was there. His skill set was there. His muscular endurance was there. His strength was there. His speed was there. Technique was there. All these kinds of things. Proverbs 14:23. Love it. One of my favorite scriptures. All hard work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. All right. All hard work brings profit. Mere talk leads to poverty. It's like saying, don't just talk about it, be about it, all right? Be about that action. Whenever you do that, then good things happen to us. So as I get ready to close this solo episode of Coach P's Perspective, I want to encourage you, put money in the bank so when it's time to make a withdrawal in whatever area that you need to do so, you have some extra cash flow there. You have something to withdraw. If you don't, you're going to go try to make a withdrawal and there's not going to be anything there. Not only do you not have anything there so you cannot perform, you might even get penalized, all right? It may even be worse because you're trying to take money out the bank whenever there is no money in the bank. If anybody goes back to their college days, at least I know me, man, that's rugged, right? You're going to go in and you need to get 20 bucks out of the bank, but they're going to punish you because there's not enough money in the bank, okay? In life, it's the same way. And then if we look at your finances, literally taking your money, putting money in the bank, making sound, smart investments, doing things that are financially viable for you and that are going to help you prosper in the future. All right. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a financial guru, but I do know how to work. I do know how to hustle. I do have things that I love, I'm passionate about, and finding ways to monetize those is a great thing. Whatever it is that you do for a job, again, the money is good. Having money, we all, you know, not having money sucks. Having money is good, but it's not everything. All right. If you have a job that you love, if you have a passion that, you know, you want to pursue, put your heart, soul, and your effort into those things. And that is rewarding. But if you don't do that, there's nothing to go back and, you know, to be able to make those withdrawals. So again, as I close, put money in the bank, dig those ditches before it rains. And whenever it rains, you're going to have the excess water. We got it, put in the work ahead of time. Whenever we put in the work ahead of time, then that pays off whenever it's time to actually show up and do something big. All right, Love you guys. Thanks so much for jumping on here. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, if you haven't, please subscribe, then you'll never miss an episode of Coach B's Perspective. As soon as the new one comes out, it'll be available for you. Take, share these on your social media, send the link to somebody else. And then if you would, you know, if you enjoy these things that I'm bringing to you, these messages, whether it's solo or the great guests that we've had on, please jump on and give us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. I mean, heck, we're on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you can think about it. But on Apple Podcasts, especially if you jump over and give us a 5-star review, a quick written review, let me go ahead real quick and throw a shout out to my man, Cody Foster. He said, great new podcast. It's pretty incredible how Coach Parks has gotten with this podcast. Each week gets better and better, and the depth of topics he covers keeps it interesting and entertaining. Well done. Thanks, Cody, man. That's my dude right there. You can go back and actually check him out on one of the early episodes of Coach P's Perspective. Thank you for everyone who is willing to take the time to do this. This is literally how the show grows, all right? Whenever we get those 5-star reviews, we get those written reviews through word of mouth, that's how the show grows. I want to get it out there to positively impact as many people and as many lives as possible. Love you guys. God bless. Have a great rest of your week. May God shine his face upon you and give you peace. Love y'all. Peace. I'm out. Hey, before you go, human performance is one of my passions, right? So my degree is actually in health and human performance, but I'm a big believer in eating well, exercise, and great supplementation. So I want to tell you about my favorite company to achieve human performance. That is X Endurance. And if you're interested, you can go and find the link in this episode. But X Endurance is a phenomenal supplementational company. All right. So if you're looking for energy, mental focus, overall physical performance, we have products for that, right? So we have Focus. We have Immune Boost, which is a great multivitamin, omega and D3 products. So if you're looking for fitness, wellness, weight loss, maybe just a great protein supplement to be able to use for post-workout, or maybe to supplement in between meals or even as a breakfast, right? I love to make protein shakes and put bananas and chia seeds and almond milk or coconut milk and fruit, blueberries, strawberries, all these things in to make great shakes. X Endurance is a company I use. All their products have been tested by Informed Choice, Informed Sport, and so testing for banned substances, and to make sure that what they say is in there is actually in there. This is a great company, and for me, someone who is sort of a little bit of a biohacker, right, always trying to find the best way to help my body train and recover, the products that I trust for supplementation are X Endurance. Again, you can go to the notes in this episode. You can find that there. Whatever your fitness goal is, click on the link. You can go there and, you know, fill out just a quick little survey of information. It'll tell you what supplements will help you best meet your goals. All right, guys, X Endurance, my favorite company, and I'm out. Peace.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.